Hello, welcome to Campbelltown Free Church for Sabbath Week. This Sunday is Bible Sunday in Scotland, so I thought that for this week's Sabbath Week, we would take a look at some things that the Book of Psalms has to say about the Bible. The most obvious place to go is to Psalm 119, but don't panic, we're not going to look at the whole of that psalm. We're only going to look at the first 16 verses of Psalm 119. Now, those of you who are into Bible trivia know that Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses long. Yet this whopper of a chapter has only one theme, the Bible. So let's read the opening two sections of Psalm 119. And as we do so, listen out for what these verses tell us about what the Bible is and how we should respond to the Bible. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong, they walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. In verses 1 to 8, we're given a concise summary of what the Bible is. The key idea is that it is God's word, coming from God to us. It's not a series of observations and reflections human beings have made about God. On the contrary, it's the exact opposite. It is God speaking to us, as 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 puts it, taking up an idea in Psalm 119 verse 14. It is God breathing out his word from his mouth to us, so that from God's mouth in the Bible we hear God's voice. Because the Bible is God's word, it is God's law, verse 1. The Hebrew word is Torah, and it's the most common noun used for God's word in the Old Testament. Be careful not to restrict its meaning, because Torah is a big, broad word. It literally means instruction. The Bible instructs us about all that we need to know about who God is, and all that we need to know about the way he deals with his creation and his creatures. Because it is God's law, the instructions of the Creator King, the Bible is authoritative over every part of our thinking and behaviour, and God's instruction is something that we must obey. Because the Bible is God's word, it is God's statutes, verse 2. The Hebrew word is sometimes translated by the English word testimonies. The Bible bears witness, as in giving a testimony statement in court about what God asserts to be true and what he looks for in people in every time, every place, and every culture in terms of their obedience to him. Because the Bible is God's word, it is God's precepts, verse 4. The Hebrew word contains within it the idea of precision. No vague generalities, but instead precise instructions and principles about how to function for God's glory in various situations. The Bible is full of specific directives that give us no wriggle room in which to pursue our own agendas. This is probably the reason why people who are not Christians hate the precise instructions of God's word. Because the Bible is God's word, it is God's ways, verse 3. The Bible is not primarily a set of do's and don'ts, but an expression of God's own character. This is why knowing the Bible is not an end in itself. We know the Bible so that we might know God himself and have a relationship with him. As verse 2 puts it, we know the Bible in order to seek God with all our hearts. If it is God's word, how then should we respond to the Bible? Well, verses 9 to 16 tell us. Obviously, the whole underlying theme is that we should obey the Bible, but verses 9 to 16 flesh it out a little bit. It tells us that we should love it because it contains amazing riches. Verse 14, I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. We should read and hear it often and think about it long and hard. Verses 15 and 16, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. We should hide it in our hearts. Verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We store up God's teaching in our hearts so that the Bible shapes what we believe, what we love, what we hope for, what we set our hearts on, what we say and what we do. And when we respond to the Bible in this obedient fashion, we show others that we follow Jesus and we are under his control. When we do this, we express our love for Jesus. And when we do this, we become more and more like Jesus. Because if ever a young man kept his way pure by living according to God's word, it was Jesus. Let's pray for a moment. Merciful God, you have given us the Bible to make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. May the instruction of your word bring us pleasure and delight. Stamp its truth on our minds, our affections, and our wills, so that the scriptures alone might shape what we believe and how we behave. May we always and only be controlled by your Spirit as he speaks to us in the Bible, so that at the end we may receive the eternal life which you have promised. Every time we hear and read the Bible, open our spiritual eyes that we may see wonderful things in your law. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. May God bless you and may you discover the treasures of God's word.